MISO's third expedited queue, 8 gigawatts of gas and batteries, written by Amanda Durish Cook and read by an automated voice. MISO announced a third 8 gigawatt cycle of generation projects to enter its fast-tracked interconnection process, its largest cluster yet. MISO's expedited interconnection queue continued its theme of a high proportion of thermal resources, with gas plants outnumbering storage facilities on a capacity basis 5.8 gigawatts to 2.2 gigawatts. Storage accounted for 8 entries, while gas submittals took the remaining 7 slots. In its second 15-count queue class, gas also tipped the scales and accounted for 4.3 gigawatts of the 6 gigawatts group. The grid operator said it expects this collection of projects to be in service no later than 2031. This batch of expedited interconnections includes Northern Indiana Public Services Company's coal-to-gas transition at its R.M. Schaffer Generating Station. NIPSCO submitted 2 combined cycle plants totaling 2,639 megawatts. NIPSCO cited its 2024 Integrated Resource Plan to back up the need for the plants, which was developed before the U.S. Department of Energy stepped in to prevent the Schaffer plant from retiring as planned at the end of 2025. The Schaffer plant is on emergency stay-open orders through March 23. So far, DOE hasn't let any of its 90-day operating extensions lapse, issuing a chain of orders before the last has a chance to expire. Schaffer also needs expensive, time-consuming repairs before the plant's Unit 18 can function. NIPSCO also put forward 500 megawatts of battery storage at its Mitchell site in Gary, Indiana. NIPSCO said both the Schaffer gas plants and Mitchell battery storage are necessary for resource adequacy to serve growing data center, advanced manufacturing and other economic development project load requirements. Xcel Energy, DTE Electric, NextEra Energy, Swift Energy Storage, Hackett Energy Storage and Brickyard Energy Storage also submitted battery facility plans ranging from 100 to 300 megawatts in Michigan, Minnesota, and Indiana. Xcel Energy's plans included its Sherco South BESS project, part of the utility's planned Sherco Energy Hub in central Minnesota, which reimagines the site around the coal-fired Sherburne County Generating Plant into a solar and storage format. Xcel closed Sherco Unit 2 in 2023 and plans to idle Units 1 and 3 in 2026 and 2030, respectively. Gas plans, on the other hand, involve one of Energy Louisiana's 3 plants to serve the sprawling Meta Data Center in Richland Parish, a 478 megawatts plant from Energy Texas, and Basin Electric Power Cooperative's 250 megawatts turbine in South Dakota. Gas submittals from Alliant Energy subsidiaries Interstate Power and Light Company for a 750 megawatts plant in North Central Iowa and Wisconsin Power and Light Company for a 150 megawatts turbine addition in Eastern Wisconsin also made the cut. The interest we continue to see reflects both the urgency and the opportunity to develop a clear, timely path to interconnection, and the expedited resource addition study is helping us provide that in the near term, Vice President of System Planning Aubrey Johnson said of the batch of applicants. MISO said that to date, its queue fast lane has attracted 53 applicants representing almost 27 gigawatts of nameplate capacity, which the RTO has either agreed to study or awaits approval. The RTO said it has completed studies on more than 11 gigawatts of proposed capacity, and the developers behind the first 10 projects already have struck generator interconnection agreements. MISO's temporary queue express lane is capped at 68 projects, and MISO said it will entertain the last project submissions through mid-2027 before the process winds down on August 31, 2027, if not sooner. Johnson said the queue fast lane is part of MISO's larger work to get its regular interconnection queue unstuck and pick up the pace on achieving a one-year processing timeline. Express lane dropouts. Developers have withdrawn 8 projects since the fast-tracked interconnection lane opened in 2025. The most recent projects to drop off are 2 NextEra battery storage projects in Hoosier Energy's territory. NextEra withdrew its 275 megawatts Sandcut and 400 megawatts Merom 4-hour storage projects in mid-February. They were meant to serve a Solvens data center. NextEra also shelved its expedited request for its restart of the Duane Arnold nuclear plant in Iowa. The plant is set to rumble back to life by early 2029. Google signed a 25-year deal to buy power from the plant in October 2025. By November 2025, NextEra withdrew its fast-track request, though plans to restart the plant remain. Alliant Energy's Interstate Power and Light Company also scrapped its request for expedited processing on a planned 950-megawatts natural gas plant near Duane Arnold in November. MISO confirmed to RTO Insider that any projects it lists as withdrawn were withdrawn by their respective developers. The RTO also said it allows other developers to take the place of withdrawn projects only if it can be done quickly. The grid operator said it doesn't backfill fast lane spots if the developer doesn't withdraw its project before it begins its round of studies,